tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome and happy Saturday. Thank you for tuning in on my special day. I will not be able to do the program tomorrow, so I'm happy to see that the callers have lined up for my special Saturday broadcast. I do have an announcement. So there is an entity that I have discovered that supports people like me that want to host a quality radio program or podcast, and it's a way of getting patrons. So it's a website called Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon. And I have a page set up there. I haven't put a video up there yet, but I'm working on it. But if y'all have listened to my radio program, if you've ever asked me a question on this program, I would truly appreciate your support on Patreon to continue to do this broadcast. So back in 2003, when I first launched Psychic View, I was on a little radio station called K-News, 970 AM. And the marvelous program director and the producer there, Andy and Ryan, were so helpful with me when I did the first program. And I'm telling you this story for a reason. So I was so naive and ignorant and had no idea what doing a radio show was about. I thought if I just went on the air, like the movie Field of Dreams, if you do it, people will call. So what happened was is I launched this radio program for 30 minutes on a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I tootled out of the station. I opened the radio broadcast, and I'm so nervous when I'm doing this. And so the phones start lighting up, which is pretty cool. So I answer my first call on the radio by doing my own broadcast. And then it came kind of a flow to me. So doing this as a program on the radio, just it was so natural and organic for me. So I finish my 30-minute program on K-News. And Ryan, the producer, asks me, how many of the people that called in are friends of yours? And I said, none of them. And he said, you did a live call-in program without having people lined up to call in. And I said, yeah. He says, you know, that is probably the biggest leap of faith I've ever heard of with a radio host, because your program is reliant on people calling in. And really, the only thing you did was show up and people called in. So I was incredibly fortunate that that happened. Now, all along, I have sponsored this program myself. So you have very rarely heard me speak of any other sponsors. I'd like to keep this program sponsorship free, and that's why I'm asking if you wouldn't mind going on Patreon, patreon.com, and supporting me a few dollars a month for this broadcast, especially if I have ever answered a question for you live on this program. So I would truly appreciate your help. There's a couple of tiers available, not very expensive, but you would be one of my patrons, and I would thoroughly and from the bottom of my heart appreciate you. So I'm going to the callers now. I'm going to go to area code 270. Let's get them on the air. Hi, 270. Who's this?
Hello, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. What's your question?
I wanted to ask, I'm single, and I'm wondering if there'll be any dating in the near future for me, whether it be casual or serious.
So here's my, before I even turn cards over for you, here's my thought. What I have found is that when you do something that you really enjoy, where other people see you enjoying it, you are more likely to meet somebody that will be a partner for you, will be somebody that you can get to know. But what's so lovely about it is it's in a very casual environment, and people see you laugh, people see you interacting and having a good time. So I'm going to ask you, what activity do you do that you love that is around other people?
I'm a small town, so I don't get to get out so much. But when I do, I'm usually surrounded by family and stuff. We might go to, like, a nightclub and dance and things, and that's pretty fun. Usually social events with my family.
Okay, so my suggestion would be for you to find a hobby not connected with your family that you do on your own that is something that brings you a sense of joy. So there's a couple of organizations here in Vegas that do spay-neuter clinics at the end of every month, and there are people that go and volunteer and help with the animals while they're under anesthesia. They help them, you know, wake up, and they're petting them or just letting them. They're doing all of these little things to help volunteer. It's men and women that go to that. The other thing that I would highly recommend is that you find a charitable organization of some sort to volunteer with, say, once or twice a month. Because when you do that, you're going to meet other people that have a big heart like you, but you get to use the mantle or the activity to put you in front of new groups of people. Because when you asked me that question, my immediate reaction was, you can't get different results by doing the same thing. And so I'm asking you to do different things to get different results. It could be that you start, you go to the library and find out what seminars are coming up that you can go to for free. I always see things like creative writing classes, how to publish your own book, how to do this, how to do that, and it draws a variety of people. The other thing that I want you to learn how to do again, Joy, is learn how to flirt. You have stopped flirting. Now, I want you to practice with girlfriends. I know that sounds like a really weird thing, but there's flirting and being nice is two different vibes, right? Being nice and pleasant and polite is one vibe. But flirting has an extra drawing to it. It's like when you make a statement and you look at that person right in the eyes when you say it. That's more flirting, you see? And I have to tell you, there are books out there on this, The Art of Flirting. I literally want you to relearn how to do this because according to what I'm seeing in your cards, love is right here for you. You're just not seeing it. So do I see you dating? Yes. Do I see love coming towards you? Yes. Do I see August as your power month? Yes. All of these things I see, but it means that you have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit for that to happen.
Okay.
All right, Gal Pal. Thanks for the call. Awesome
Thank
to talk
you.
To you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right. So I'm going to go to area code 212. Hello, 212.
Hello.
Who's this? Hi.
Hi, Mona.
This
is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, how is it that I deal with the environment at work? I just started a new job, and I find it I'm going to have to turn off my television. It just unpaused. I have a new job, and the environment there is a little bit different from what I'm used to. And so I'm just wondering what it is that you pick up and how to best proceed with the folks around me.
So here's what I'm getting. Is that you've walked in and gone, what have I just got hired to do? Because what I'm getting is that you got hired to maybe shift or change things, and everybody around you is sort of ganging up to make sure you don't change a thing. So here's the thing, is I want you to take the approach of a feather, all right? very light touch on everything. There are people around you right now that do not, okay, first of all, they think that you haven't drunk the Kool-Aid yet, all right? So the reason I'm saying that is that when you go in with a light touch and you just start appreciating what you see people do around you without necessarily judging, because you're coming in here seeing the truth of this and you're saying to yourself, what have I signed up for? I'm not sure this is going to be a good fit for me. Now, that might be true, but there's a reason that the universe has placed you right here, right? It's saying that, you know, there's an old saying, and I got to share this with you. The person with one eye in a room full of blind people has all the power, right? And I'm saying that to you because you're seeing what nobody else seems to be acknowledging. You're seeing the big pink elephant sitting in the middle of the living room, and nobody else is seeing it. So, having said that, the new job may be something that is just a catalyst for you right now. But it's saying that you're not supposed to, like, just up and quit. So tell me the industry that you're in there, Mary.
Oh, I'm in the nonprofit sector, and I work at an arts organization that discovers and promotes young talent. So
what I'm seeing is that something that's not supposed to be political has turned into something you've walked into that is incredibly political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's actually a fight going on right now on the board level to have the founder, who's also the head of the organization, retire earlier than she wants to. And she fought back by hiring a lawyer, saying that they violated the terms of the bylaw. So.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So here's the thing. Is she's coming up right in the middle of your cards as someone that is, she's coming up, so I don't know if this is you or her, but there's this amazing woman that's coming up that sees the truth of it, and she's not going to be shaken, all right? Now, here's a thought. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you like this woman that they're trying to oust?
Yes and no. I think she's a little bit prickly, but I think that also has something to do with her not trusting people around her. And she means well at heart. That's what I pick up from her. She did vouch for me, and she really wanted me to get this job. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I would do. Because you supporting her is not going to hurt you in the long run, in my opinion. And the fact that she did a good turn for you by vouching for you to get this job, I don't want you to sort of throw her to the dogs now that she's in this sort of tough situation. What I want you to do instead is I want you to reach out to her not during work hours and say, you know, hey, it's me, Mary. I just want to let you know I can't believe that they're pulling this on you. Because that's true. You actually do agree with that. So I can't believe they're pulling this on you. How are you doing? Now, here's the thing, is if they end up ousting her, she'll probably take you wherever she goes, all right? That's a good thing. If they don't oust her and she has an attorney that protects her here, you're going to be her sort of number one person. So either way, by supporting her, because she did you a good turn in the beginning by supporting you, what I'm getting is that she needs a friend right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is when she asks you the question, why do you think they're trying to oust me? Then in your very gentle way, Mary, you can say, well, maybe they're a little uncomfortable with your way of doing things and that maybe they might think that you don't listen to anybody else. So Okay, that's weird. I just lost Mary. Okay, no worries. I'm going to move on to the next call. All right, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code.
Hi.
Hello, 415. Who's this? Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Jessica, can you take me off speaker?
You're actually not on speaker. I'll just move closer. Maybe that makes a difference. I have my fan on. Maybe that's making a little. Maybe I'll turn it off. Sorry about that.
Yes. You were echoing. So what's your question?
Okay. So I started doing classes in person, and I did a lot of promotion, and I got myself all hyped up and in the high vibration, and people started coming, and now this is a weekly thing, and I just feel exhausted about. I really feel like I can't do the same type of promotion that I was doing, and the people who have came aren't consistently coming on a weekly basis, which I know that's just like sort of human condition.
Right.
You know, what am I supposed to do? Because I just feel just in a state of like unknown right now of how should I proceed forward?
Okay, so tell me the thing that you did.
Oh, it's a class. I do a laugh. It's a laughter yoga class, a laughing class.
How cool is that?
It's really cool,
oh,
and it has like tons of benefits. Like it makes you healthier and happier, and I love it.
Okay, well, because you know why that's so cool is because you can kind of laugh through the pain, laugh through the stretch, laugh through your issues of the day, and that is so good for your core, your whole physical core. What a brilliant idea. So here's my question for you. Have you videoed it?
I have done parts of it, and I would do more, although I'm the one who is there, and it's a small class, so it's a little bit weird. If I'm videotaping it, I would probably have to get somebody else to do clips of it.
Okay, because here's my thought, is that if you were to do a Facebook Live or some sort of live stream of it, and you had people pay you $2 or $3 to do it, then it doesn't matter how many people show up for the class if you end up with 100 people doing it with you online.
You mean if they pay online or just use it as a promotional?
No, I actually want you to do the live. Now, you're going to need a friend to help you with this or a way to set up your camera so that, you know, you're mostly in the frame. But what I'm getting is that if you could do this where people pay for the live stream or you have somebody record it, and then you put it on YouTube and they subscribe to your YouTube channel. But what I'm getting is you're totally on the right track here. You're going in the right direction. And I have to tell you, anything worth it's going to be work at the beginning. It doesn't just fall in your lap. So the thing is that you're looking at this like, wow, yeah, I got a good response, but boy, that was a whole boatload of work. What I'm trying to tell you is the boatload of work is part of the process. But according to your conclusion card, success is absolutely assured that you're absolutely going in the right direction. It is something that is going to be phenomenal for you. We just have to find a better way to monetize it. But Jessica, this is a freaking brilliant idea. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay, thank you. I didn't come up with it. I feel like I can't take credit for it. It was a guy in India.
Here's my other thought that I just got for you is that a way that you can do this where you can film it all by yourself, you set up the stationary camera, but you do laughing, are you ready? Laughing care yoga so that people in offices can do this, people that are seniors can do it, people that have some limited mobility or stretchability in some cases could do this, but you do laughing chair yoga. And then that's what people, you know, they might pay $2 to download it. I'm serious. You get a million people downloading laughing chair yoga for 20 minutes because that's usually people's attention span or what people can do during a lunch break, and you charge $2. You get somebody to film it for you. I wish you were in Vegas because I could refer you to someone that could totally film this for you perfectly professionally for really inexpensive. So if you actually want to fly to Vegas, I'll hook you up with someone that could actually film this for you. And then you have it for people for $2 to download. Get a million people to do that. You don't ever have to work again.
Oh, I love the not never having to work again. there's tons of free videos on YouTube about that. Should that not be something in my mind as a concern? Because there's a lot of free videos on it.
So here's the thing, is that, yeah, people can get those for free. The more compelling you are about how and why you've done this, people spend $8 on a frickin' coffee drink. They spend $8 on a frickin' coffee drink. And you set it up so that it can be downloaded on their phone, on their iPad, on their PC, whatever it is. I think most people would be okay to do that. The thing is that, yeah, there's freebies out there, but people that support you and your style, the whole secret of, I'm going to say this way, the whole secret of success is not by comparing yourself to anybody else. It's because you're going to do it your way, whatever your way is. So I believe that the people that are meant to find me will find me. It's exactly the mojo of my success. That's how I look at things, that the people that are meant to find me will find me. And when I go into that vibe, then that's exactly what starts to happen, is that the people that need to talk to me, the people that need to have a session with me, they'll find me. The cool thing about it is that I'd like you to be a bit of a YouTube sensation or someone that if you show up at a resort, people decide to spend $20 to have a session with you. But the thing is that you didn't invent laughing yoga. You just perfected it. Just like I didn't invent the tarot. I just perfected it.
You know what? I do feel like that because I've been working in a lot of healing work with it. So people are clearing stuff left and right. And I was like thinking, oh, I should really be doing private sessions with related to this because people are coming with like such heavy stuff.
My only prickliness with that is that if you are not trained to handle somebody having emotional break or breakdown or breakthrough, what will happen is that you might make things worse. That's my only prickly pear. Because there's a gal in Vegas that does colonics. And I'm going to use this as an example. A lot of people don't believe in colonics. A lot of people go, well, no, that's not how nature intended, blah, blah, blah. But she had brought somebody in that was going through a lot of emotional turmoil. And what happened was that in the middle of her colonic, now, if you've ever had one, you're kind of hooked up in sort of an awkward way and water's flowing through your colon and you're letting things go, right? Well, she ended up having this sort of emotional breakdown. And the gal doing the colonic really couldn't handle that because she started going into all kinds of stuff. And so she actually has people sign a release now that this is just a physical release of, not a emotional past life, anything like that, that it's just a physical release and that what she does is she now plays music that's very contemporary, that doesn't trigger anything. Do you see what I mean? So she's had to be very, very aware of people that come to her that might be emotionally upset in some way. So that's my only thing to give you a little red flag about, is that I love that idea. If there is some sort of background in counseling that you also can bring to the table.
Right. I actually, you know, that's interesting that you said that, because I actually do have that training. I'm trained as a therapist. And with that said, I like that you're saying that she had them set, that they had them sign a release form, that this is just a physical release, because my thought lately was, well, you know, people are paying whatever, $15 to come to class. And for that amount of money, I'm not doing emotional healing. That's a way bigger thing to take care of than a group class, you know, like this is, we're supposed to keep it light and friendly in the light in the class, not with all your problems. So that gives me something to think about there, because
I want to make the boundaries clear. Exactly. So because here's the thing, when you go to my website, mona.vegas, you'll see my disclaimer that I'm not a therapist, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a marriage counselor, I am not a doctor, I am not someone that is qualified in those professional fields, that my readings are intended for your entertainment and consideration. And the reason I do that, it's not that I don't get to the point of what's going on with someone, I actually really do, but it's for people to have a little bit of a reality check about when you're talking to a psychic, there are things that the psychic is basically not supposed to be an expert on with you. The psychic might be picking up the vibe of what's going on with you, but then it's up to you to take it to the next level of whatever that is. So for you, as you know, I just little bit of, this is the intent of laughing yoga. And you have people agree to it. And you make it very simple.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
All right, Gal.
I'm going to do that.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. All right. So I've got somebody here from the 512 area code. All right. Let's get you on the air.
Hi,
512. Who's this?
This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
Mona, I was just wondering, do you need a specific question, or can you just see what spirit
is? Okay, so here's the thing, is the reason I do this program, okay, I got to tell you this, the reason I do this program is for that one specific subject-oriented question that you have that's burning in your soul. If you want to know what spirit holds for you, schedule a full session with me. Because spirit holds way more than a specific question. So, fabulous Julia, what is your specific question for me?
Okay, my specific question is, let's go romance. I didn't know romance or career. So, romance. There's a couple gentlemen that I am interested in, and I'm just wondering if you get a feeling towards either one of them or if it's either of them. Would you like their initials?
Nope. Here's what I got.
Okay.
You have two guys around you that are past life soulmates with you. That's why there's this sort of feeling of indecision with both of them. Both of them, either one of them, according to this, would be a great choice. My preference, the one that I think would be good for you to choose, is the one where the sexual energy is the back burner part of it, not the forefront of it. So it's the person that 20 years from now, when there's no sex, that you still like. Because what I'm getting is that we've got to take the rose-colored glasses of the intimacy, actual sexual bumping things together, off the table for you to very, very almost critically look at these men involved. That, do you like them? Do you feel like you can sit all day in your jammies on a Sunday without saying a word to each other and feel comfortable? Which one do you feel most like yourself with? Okay. The reason I'm saying that is, and that's the key question, is that which one do you feel most like yourself with? Which one can you order? Yeah. Which one can you be picky in a restaurant with that's not going to roll his eyes at you? Okay. So, Julia, what I'm seeing is that you have these blessings falling on you. This is more about you being a receiver right now, not a giver. It's more about you pulling to you which one's the best choice. And, of course, as long as you're not poking either one of them, you can date both of them until you decide which one feels like the best fit. Because I have to tell you, they're both a good choice. It's just for different karmic reasons. Which one do you feel like, which one makes you feel most like yourself? That's the one that I'm voting for.
Yeah, that's tough because I don't really spend a lot of time with either of them, quite honestly, but it's just been an interest for quite a while with both of them. But there's no dating, there's
and
no...
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's, what it's saying here is, I would actually say it this way. Whichever one steps forward because you adopt a magnetic energy, that it's not about you being chasing or anything like that, it's about you being magnetic. Whichever one steps forward, that's the one I'm voting for. Now,
I think you're
it,
going
it
wait, doesn't, no, I'm just kidding.
So you just you broke up real bad just then. I don't know what you just said.
Oh, that's okay. Go on.
Okay, but what it's saying here is that one of these two men is about to step forward, and that's probably the one. That's the one that has my vote. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you very much. God bless. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 780 area code. Let's get them on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
I'm so excited. Thank you, Mona. I'm so
Yay.
Grateful to. I'm so grateful to have found you today. Oh, my. I have a burning question.
Tell me your first name.
Oh, yeah. It's Kim.
Oh, hi, Kim. What's your question for me?
Okay. I just have to quickly tell you a little bit about it first, if that's okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So many years ago, like 15 years ago at least, I was working with people, kind of like helping people with their health and that. I'm a nutritionist and a healer and that. And then... But I've always loved animals. And there was a guide dog that was being trained to work with a handicapped person. And at 1 year of age, she was sold for $30,000. And the person who had taken her to lessons and everything called me because the dog had gotten very ill and the money was given back. And the vet said there was no hope for the dog. She had hemophiliac anemia. And needed like blood transfusions each week and all this steroids and everything. So they decided to put her to sleep and gave back the money. And this girl, and I know it was very divine because she didn't really know me that well, called me out of the blue and said, "Do you think you can help her?" And I said, "Yes, I can." And so they didn't believe, the Guide Dog Society didn't really believe that she'd ever be well. So they just donated her to me. And as soon as I got her, I felt her illness. Yeah.
Oh, wait, back up. So
okay.
They didn't euthanize. They made the decision to euthanize her, but they didn't euthanize her, and you got to adopt the dog.
I did. They just totally donated her to me. Because,
yay. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So the foster girl said that, you know, it was her that would have pleaded for her to spend her life with me. So anyways, I took her, and her name was Paige, and a standard poodle, and I immediately felt her illness. I didn't know I was an empath. I didn't really know what that was exactly. But I felt her illness, and I just knew what to do. And in 2.5 weeks, she was totally well. And that opened up my purpose. That's when St. Francis of Assisi told me the animals were my clients. And she and I were a team. So I take in dogs. I caregive dogs, but they're mostly dogs that have illnesses. And I helped them with their health challenges and anxiety. She was very, very good with anxiety. She just passed away 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And I've been so sad. And she told me that she would be an angel, because I get so many dogs with anxiety that cannot be, that are very severe anxiety. And she had a gift of being very calm and helping them. She just put a lot of peace into our home and everything. That was her probably her greatest gift. And she was also so kind at welcoming all animals to our home.
How long did you have her?
I had her for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you healed her, and then she had this beautiful, full, loving, purposeful life with you.
Yes, and she was definitely a metaphysical healer herself. She took things on from the animals that came all the time. But this is my dilemma. So sad. I miss her so much. She told me that she would come back to me one more time in this lifetime. And she also said that she would be an angel and the dogs would sense her presence here. So she died 3 weeks ago, and 2 weeks ago, a client of mine who has a Great Dane adopted another dog from a breeder, and she just had this dog for a few hours, and her Great Dane tried to smother this little silver lab puppy. And so she said, Kim, can I bring her to you? Because the breeder is 9 hours away. She'd have to go back on airplane. And
right.
Anyways, I saw the dog is so sensitive, and she's got ulcerative colitis. So I'm healing her. I've had her for 2 weeks, and now I have her mostly healed. But the lady who purchased her thinks that this dog is for me. And I'm confused about this because I'm thinking, I need to open my mind up. I know that Paige might be coming back to me, or I don't know what to do. I love this little dog. I don't know if she's to work with me or not. She's very precious, very calm.
This dog is meant for you, and there's going to be another dog. So it's interesting because as you were talking about Paige the poodle, I had this overwhelming picture in my mind of a dark gray poodle with these eyes that are soulful. And I don't know that Paige looked like that when she was alive or if that's the dog you're about to adopt in addition to this silver lab. Because what I'm getting is that there's another dog coming to you fast and furious within the next, it could be as quickly as the next 5 days. And that there's something about these two dogs together that they become sort of the dynamic duo. And I'm getting them both to be female.
Oh, okay. Paige was a white standard poodle.
She's coming back to you, and this is it's like silver underhair with like dark tips on the fur, and she's beautiful. What's interesting is that you're going to have both dogs. One of the dogs, and I don't think it's the poodle, after you heal the silver lab, you're going to give that dog to a little girl that's about 7 or 8 years old. And this little girl has, she has trouble with, I'm getting goosebumps telling you this. This little girl that you give the silver lab to is somebody that has strong emotional issues. And there's something about the dog and she that bond so well together that she actually is able to be around people after this dog helps heal her. So you were supposed to get the silver lab. You're also going to get this poodle puppy. Standard poodle, going to be huge, but the puppy is, you're going to recognize her because the under fur is silver, but the tips of the fur is dark gray. But the eyes are what's going to convince you that it's Paige.
Wow. So she can actually... I wondered if they can come back that fast. I thought it was like that they need 6 weeks or something.
Oh, my God.
No.
No?
Okay.
With the work that you're doing, for example, I'm going to give you this. that you know, sometimes a grandma passes away a month before a great-grandchild is born. And then the great-grandchild is born, and there is this sense of familiar and knowing that the essence of great-grandma's in that child. I'm going to tell you this one story. Sorry, you're just tapping into something that has personally happened to me that I just want to share with you. So my mom passed away years ago. And shortly after my mom passed away, there was this cat that showed up in our back. I'm a cat person, not a dog person. I love dogs, but it just seems like
cats. I've got 5 cats also.
So the cat shows up in our backyard. And she shows up with 2 feral kittens, all right? We end up adopting all 3, all right? The cat, when she gets adopted by us, of course, we have the kittens fixed right away. We still have one of the kittens, and this is years and years and years ago, and we don't let him out anymore. But he's still part of our family. But back to this one cat. This one cat had a look in her eyes that looked just like my mother. I can't explain it. I would look in the eyes of this cat, and I would see my mother. And that's why that cat became our. I can't explain it, but that I think that cat was a transition cat, a transition love, after my mom passed. So, I'm
I get that. I really get
because,
that.
Okay, I'm telling you this because Paige is about to present herself. This is saying you may run across her as quickly as 5 days, but it's connected with the number 5. So I don't know if it's 5 days or 5 weeks or the 5th of the month, but there's something with the number 5. So I have to let
and
you
she'll
go
be a
right
puppy.
Now, but she's going to be a puppy, and she's going to bond with this lab that you're going to adopt. But the lab is intended to be given away to a little girl that has some sort of emotional issue. And when I say emotional issues, she could have been someone that was adopted by a family and just has a really hard time trusting. And they bring this dog in, and everything opens up for her because the love from that dog is so unconditional.
Yeah, she's definitely a crystal dog. She's very docile, very, very gentle.
Right. Just saying. All right.
Wow.
Well, lovely talking with you.
Thank you so much. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. All right, see you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So thank goodness that Mary has called back because I felt like I wasn't finished with Mary. Mary, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much, Mona. All of a sudden, the line went dead, and I thought, oh, shoot, there it goes. Because I have internet phone service that sometimes just goes kaput. And so I had to try several times before getting back in queue.
Okay. All right. Well, here you are. So really quickly, what I was saying there toward the end. And by the way, you can always re-listen to this broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. So just you can always re-listen to it. But the last thing I want to tell you is that this woman that they're trying to oust needs a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So because she did you a good turn politically, I want you to do her a good turn. And I want you to reach out to her when you're not at work. So what I would do is if you run into her at work on, you know, Monday or Tuesday next week, say, you know, hey, can we go somewhere and have coffee, or can we meet after work and have a drink or whatever it is, and talk to her and say, first of all, I want to tell you how grateful I am that you helped me get this job. That's the first thing. The second thing you say is, I am absolutely disgusted for you, what they're trying to pull on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't feel like she has any friends. So what I want you to do is I want you to be her friend. Because she's not coming up as some evil shrew or harpy that they're making her out to be. She's actually in a place right now where she feels kind of scared. And especially if she's a little older, she's still got the brain going. Okay, they're trying to oust her because of her age and maybe some other things you don't know about. But the thing is that you have to show your gratitude, because what I'm getting here is that you're supposed to be in some way her angel. Because that's
really?
The word that's coming up. Yeah, it may never be that you guys have any further interaction than you taking her to coffee and you saying officially thank you, and I think it's awful what's going on with you. It may be that's the extent of it. It may be that's all it is. But it could also be that she paves the way for you in some way that if you hadn't done this, it would have never happened. So what it's saying is it doesn't hurt for you to be her friend. So, all right,
wow,
well,
okay.
I know you're
Sorry?
Resistant to it, but I know you're a little resistant to it, but what it's saying here is that I sort of want you to act as though you're her guardian angel right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, when she comes back from vacation, I think that'll be in like a week or so, I'll ask her how she's
Perfect.
Doing. And yeah. And meanwhile, people around me, my colleagues, gossip about her. And it's
right.
hard for me to stay above the fray. You know,
right.
I'm a newcomer. And so, yes, I pretend not to hear a lot of things and not get involved. But, you know, the longer I
right.
stay, the more I'm going to get sucked in.
Right. So you can't, like, you can't sit there and repeat back to her what you've heard, but what you
mm-hmm.
can do is kind of know her side of the story, which is the whole reason you need to do this. But I got to go to the next call. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I saw you came back.
Okay.
All right, well, talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Mona.
Okay, bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code. I'm going to go to area code 708. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. My name is Tiffany. I'm from Illinois.
Hi, Tiffany. What's your question for me?
I have an unusual circumstance where me and another person have been reconnecting over the past 15 years. And
wow.
neither one of us. Yeah, it's odd. 15 years ago, my high school classmate, after we graduated, gave me a telephone number for her cousin that she thought I would be good with. And I called, and he called me, and we missed each other, and we forgot about it. About 10 years later,
right.
I meet a masseuse at a picnic. And the masseuse goes to give me his number, and as I type the number in my phone, a name popped up. And I said, is your name Elijah? He says, yeah. How do you know that? And I say, is your number
oh my
this?
God,
and he says, yeah. And I said, are you Amina's cousin? And he says, yeah, you're Tiffany, right? So even after the 10 years, we sort of remember that we had intended to connect.
Wow.
And didn't.
Wow.
So maybe 2 or 3 years after that, we crossed paths in Miami. Which is weird because we both live in Illinois. And it turned out in
Whoa.
Miami we were staying next door to each other and didn't know.
Wow.
So it's a lot of coincidences, and I want to know if there might be any potential or significance to them, or if they're simply just coincidences.
Well, you know, I've always been a big fan of paying attention to what seems to happen by coincidence. That
right.
when you're aware in the moment, that's where all the power is. And you have this
mm-hmm.
card, the big card of coincidence in the middle of your reading. In traditional tarot, this is the Wheel of Fortune. In my deck, it's called Change. But it's paying attention to what's happening in the moment, regardless of any chaos that goes around you, that you're looking at the advantage for you in the moment. Now, is Elijah, do you know if he's... an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
I have that information, strangely enough, in my phone. But I'll look that
okay.
up.
Okay. Okay. Because what I'm seeing here is that there's a reason the universe has put you in each other's path so that you see each other clearly. Both of you have had your issues of unfairness when it comes to relationships. And what I want you to do is, since you have his number, is that now you can blame it on me by saying, so I called this psychic on this radio show, and she said that we are supposed to stay in touch no matter what the relationship is, that we're supposed to be friends. Now, we start with that.
I do like okay? that. He is an Aquarius, just so you know.
Okay, so he is an air sign. One of the things mm-hmm. that you're going to like about this man is that you cut right through the bullshit with him. And the thing is that it's not that he doesn't have sexual energy. I think that's pretty high-powered with him. But the sex mm-hmm. is not the most important thing to him. It is the intellectual connection with someone that is of right spiritual, intellectual, and heartfelt connection. It is heart, spirit, and mind connection, and then it's the bumping stuff together connection. But it has to go through mm-hmm. those other three before there's the bumping stuff together connection, because mm-hmm. what I'm getting is that this man's very interested in you. He's just as baffled as to why he keeps running into you too. So just blame it on me. Say, so I call the psychic on the radio. She says that there's this air sign man, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, that I'm supposed to stay friends with and I'm supposed to be connected with in this lifetime in some way, because that's absolutely true. Because what I'm getting is in previous lifetimes, you guys were supposed to be together and it never seemed to happen. So now the reason why the universe keeps hooking you guys up is that no matter what, you're supposed to stay connected. So what I want you to do is I want you to emphasize the intellectual and spiritual connection first, that there's a reason we keep running into each other. There's a reason, right? That's how I would approach it.
That is excellent. Right? This is my first time talking to you, and it is very enlightening, and I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you so much. If you could follow me on Twitter, which is The Mystic Mona or Psychic View Radio, either one of those are my Twitter handles. I would super appreciate it, Tiffany, and I appreciate your call today.
Thank you, and I will follow you. Much appreciated.
Awesome. All right, thanks. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 850 area code. Hello, 850. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. So I have to answer your question pretty quickly. So what's your question for?
Okay. No problem. I was wondering about my love life. Do you see anybody coming soon?
So, yes, actually. And he's incredibly unexpected. So here you have in your mind the kind of guy that you're supposed to be with, and he's like nobody from the past. So when this breath of fresh air guy who's incredibly athletic, who looks at you like, okay, and I don't say this very often, but this feels like love at first sight crap, and I don't ever say this. Well, I say it to people occasionally. Like once a year I say this to people. Mm-hmm. But this guy, when you look at him, it's as if you see the past, the future, and the potential in one meeting. So I'm going to ask you to do an exercise that's a little out of your comfort zone. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you walk into a room, like a Starbucks or a crowded store or whatever it is, I want you to walk into the entrance of the store. I want you to pause. I want you to look around in the store. And if there's a guy that happens to catch your eye, I want you to look at him a little longer than you normally do, and I want you to turn on that 1,000-watt smile.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because this guy, you meet this guy by coincidence. There's not quite as coincidental as the last caller, but what it's saying here is that it's literally going to be those, you see him from across the room, you turn on that 1,000-watt smile, and it feels like the harps play, the trumpets blare, the angels sing. It's exactly what it's going to feel like. And he's likely to be a fire sign, so that's an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. And when you smile at him real big, it's going to confuse him initially because he's going to think you recognize him. And he's going to come over and say, well, lovely, beautiful lady, you just smiled at me. Do I know you? And then you say, no, I just thought you looked nice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we don't have to say my psychic says I'm going to spy a guy from across the room and fall madly in love. You're not going to say that. You're going to say, you looked really nice, so I smiled at you.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, that was so cute. All right, you guys. So remember, I am now on a website called Patreon, patreon.com, patreon.com. And if you would be so kind to be one of my patrons and follow me on that particular website, I sure would appreciate it. You're going to get access to some exclusive things by being a part of that. And as always, I appreciate every single one of your calls. I appreciate the blessings that you bestow on me by tuning into my radio program. And I look forward to our next visit.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.